I'm Em.
And I'm Lex.
And we're thrilled to welcome you to the Ready, Set, Coach podcast.
Now, we're not just your hosts. We're also mamas, entrepreneurs, coaches, friends, and co-founders of the Ready, Set, Coach community.
What began as a pandemic side hustle has blossomed into a vibrant online community crafted by coaches for coaches.
So when we're not immersed in our coaching community on Circle, we're busy managing our other businesses, navigating the ups and downs of life, and of course, recording this podcast.
This is where we dive deep into epic conversations about life, business, coaching,
and everything in between.
So are you ready, Lex?
I'm set, Em.
Let's coach.
Hey guys, it is Lex this week doing a solo cast because Emily is busy taking over the world in Ohio. So I am coming to you live and alone from Ventura, California. I guess that's the beauty of having a co-hosted podcast, right? If one of you is out of office, the other one can pick up the slack. So in musing what I wanted to talk about today, I went back to my roots. So quick reminder, I am and was originally a PR coach. So I entered the space as a PR coach that has evolved over time. I'm now a PR and business development coach, but my roots truly are in PR. I have worked in agencies. I have worked in-house. I was an executive vice president overseeing PR and marketing departments for some of the fastest growing companies in America. Today, I have my PR coaching practice, the PR Bar. I also have a PR agency called Growth Mode PR and Communications Agency. All this to say, I know a little bit about PR. And something that I have learned as I've, you know, stepped on different soapboxes over the last 4 or 5 years and taught different groups of people and entrepreneurs about PR is that there's a lot of misconceptions out there about what this word truly means. So if really this is the first time you're hearing the acronym, PR stands for public relations, okay? And this episode is not going to go into everything that is PR, but what it is going to go into is one specific strategy within the PR umbrella that is most strategic, in my professional opinion, for coaches. That is called thought leadership. So thought leadership is a fairly big buzzword. It has become a big buzzword over the past couple of years. So this might not be the first time you're hearing it, but it is considered a PR tactic. It's one that we're going to dive into deeply at our upcoming Ready, Set Clients Conference on May 13th. Shout out if you have not grabbed your ticket. Hurry, they are selling out quick. It's going to be awesome. But today I wanted to talk a little bit specifically about how to develop a thought leader mentality. Because as much as we can talk about tactics and strategies, something that does come up time and time again through my work with people developing thought leadership are mental blocks, from imposter syndrome to feeling insecure to not knowing what to say. I mean, mindset monsters are left and right when you're putting yourself in a position to truly share your thoughts, right? Because a thought leader at its core is leading with thoughts. It's sharing a unique point of view. So with this in mind, I've developed another acronym that I want to review with you guys today. It is called BAR, which of course that ties into the PR bar. I can't remember, honestly, when I came up with that, if that was intentional or not, but I want to talk about how you can develop your own BAR, B-A-R, action plan. And this is an action plan, again, to help you develop a thought leader mentality. So what does it stand for? B stands for bold. Okay. So step one, bold. What can you do weekly to get uncomfy? Because let me tell you, being a thought leader can get really uncomfy. When you share your point of view and you share new thoughts, you can have people inspired and agreeing. You can also have the other side of the coin and people not agreeing. And that can take some you know, tough skin and getting uncomfortable. So what can you do weekly to practice getting uncomfy. It doesn't even have to be with thought leadership. It could be going and posting a story on your Instagram because you aren't used to seeing your face. Let's take it outside of work even. It could be going to a new mom's group if that's, you know, relevant to your life, or going and sitting at a bar by yourself and having a glass of wine because you're so used to being, you know, surrounded by people that sitting alone feels a little uncomfy. What can you do once a week to get uncomfy? You want to practice it. It's like a muscle, because it's a muscle that you're going to need to stretch and flex when you truly buckle down and do thought leadership. So now if you want to get really hyper specific and you want to get uncomfy in relation to thought leadership, an example might be, can you challenge yourself to post a point of view, your point of view on a topic, to LinkedIn once a week? Okay. Maybe that's how you're going to be bold. So your BAR action plan, B stands for bold. 2, A, always learning. What is one thing you can do every week to further your education in your niche? What is one thing you can do every week to further your education in your niche? For example, is it reading a new article from a trade publication, or attending a new workshop or a new seminar once a month to continue your education? Is it hopping on a networking call with a colleague in your space just to learn about their experiences? Something that's really important, again, in my opinion, when we talk about developing thought leadership and developing a thought leader mentality, is to always be learning, to always be allowing our point of view to evolve, right? So we're going to be bold. We're going to practice getting uncomfortable, but we're also going to commit to continuing to learn. A stands for always learning. R, last part of BAR, stands for resilient. What do you need to surround yourself with to remain resilient, right? Is it getting a coach on board, you know, a hype girl? Is it an accountability buddy? Is it going into a community and actually sharing how you're feeling? Is it journaling? Is it talking to a spouse or a partner? Is it, you know, doing yoga twice a week? Because that's really, really, that personally helps you reset. I want you to come up with a plan ahead of time for how you're going to maneuver when times get uncomfy. What support system can you put in place ahead of time? Because again, as you take this thought leader journey, it's going to get uncomfy. It is. Okay. So there's 3 steps here. Quick recap for your BAR action plan. Number 1, bold. What can you do weekly to practice getting uncomfortable? Just like we say, mindset practice, or having a mindset practice, you have to practice that. Same here, okay? What can we do to practice getting uncomfy? The more we practice getting uncomfy, the more we commit to that, the more comfortable we get. 2, how can we keep learning? We're going to commit once a week to doing something to further our knowledge, because knowledge also gives us confidence, okay? The more we equip ourselves with knowledge, the more we dive into our space, the more informed we become, and the more cred we get, and the more we can evolve our point of view. And 3, our resilience. What do we need to surround ourselves with to remain resilient as we embark on this journey? Who is our support system? What is our support system going to look like? If we prepare ahead of time that this is going to be an amazing journey where we have the potential to inspire and impact, you know, a specific group, a specific person, or even the masses, we also know that there's going to be dips. There's going to be low moments. There's going to be challenges. So how can we prepare for that ahead of time? Okay. So literally take out, your homework is to take out a piece of paper, write down BAR, bold, always learning, resilience. And I want you to write down under BAR, B, bold, the one thing you're going to do a week to get comfy. Under A, what are some things we're going to do, one thing a week or one thing a month, depending on you know, how much you want to double down, can you do to further your learning? And then R, write down, how are you going to support yourself? How are you going to pick yourself back up? How are you going to help yourself be resilient? Okay. So I want you to do that. And I want you to take that mentality. And I want you to take that as you go out into the world and continue to market or develop thought leadership, or take that and bring that to our conference on May 13th, because on May 13th, we're going to dive into the tactics and the strategy. And that mindset is so foundational to all the actual steps we're going to take to bring your thought leadership to life. Okay, that's what I got for you guys today. As always, if you guys have a specific question you want Em and I to go over on this podcast, let us know. Okay, otherwise we're going to keep coming up with it on our own. And I guess I have to sing this alone, right? Until next time on the Ready, Set, Coach podcast. I don't know, I felt awkward. Okay.
If you're enjoying the Ready, Set, Coach podcast, please leave a review wherever you are listening. For more information about Ready, Set, Coach, visit ReadySetCoachProgram.com.